Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Hogman Outdoors. Check out hogmanoutdoors.com for all sorts of useful hog hunting equipment and watch their YouTube videos. Well, folks, let's head down to Tewakinee. My buddy, guide Tony Pennybaker, is standing by. Let's talk some early fall catfishing. What do y'all say? Tony, you ready to talk catfishing, buddy?
Anytime,
day or night. I know you are.
Well, y'all let's do it. Whatever.
Yeah, if you're a reincarnation, if there's ever, I just thought of something really funny. I could picture old Tony coming back at the head of a big old blue catfish talking.
Yeah.
All right, Tony. Speaking of talking, it's well into September, October, just around the corner. Now, the one thing that I do know, the nights are shorter. I mean, the days are shorter. The nights are cooler. The water temperature is beginning to drop. Everybody gets excited about catching trophy blue catfish about this time of October, when these first little cool fronts come through. I see you catching them in August sometimes, these big ones. But something about right now, it's like it's like Christmas Eve if you like to catch blue catfish in a way, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And You can catch them. Like you said, the days are getting shorter. We just had our first front. I think we're getting another one in today. So temperatures are falling. The lake temperature is going to be dropping. And we're going to convert from channel cat fishing to blue cat fishing.
Just like shifting gears, yep.
Yep, but it's like shifting gears. Well, we can target either one. We can go for trophies. We can catch eaters.
Yep.
They'll be nice size eaters. And then we can do both. We can spend half the time catching eaters and half of it after a trophy.
Tony, a lot of people, I've said this so many times. We spent many fun fishing trips together, you and I, but I've said this a lot, I'd rather catch eater fish, if you will. I've caught big blue catfish, and I'm not kidding you, it's fun, and it's a lot of people come just to catch a big blue, but it's all a personal preference. But you're talking about catching, when you're talking blue catfish that are going to average at least 3 pounds to 10 pounds, you're talking about a lot of prime eating right there when you talk about a limit of those. Now, channel catfish, I will not snub my nose at a limit of channel catfish either. I love them. But when you're just talking about stretching your string, pulling that rod, it's hard to beat the blues when they're on a good bite, And I know that when you have people call you, Tony, and say, I want to catch a biggest blue I ever caught in my life, well, you're probably going to operate run the trip a little different than somebody like me that says, Tony, I got a big fish fry coming up. Man, I sure need some eater fish. You're probably going to fish a little bit different, right?
Oh, yeah. Daylight and dark.
Uh-huh.
All the gear changes. Everything changes.
Yeah.
Where we're
going to
fish, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bait. The bait's a crucial issue in that.
Yep. Targeting big ones.
Big ones, I've got to work a little harder to get you the right bait.
I know. Yeah. Well,
that's the beauty of this time of year in the fall. That bait's a lot easier to get right now than it is when it gets hardcore wintertime.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I can usually just stop what I'm doing if we're eater fishing and just go right over there somewhere and catch the kind of bait I need to catch you a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard.
Yep, it's a good time to be, if you're a weekend fisherman, if you're a guide out there every day just about, it's kind of like a time of plenty too, so right now, and say into September here, if you really, as far as catching eaters, maybe it's not the very best time for catching the great big ones. I know you can catch a big blue catfish anytime down there, Tewakinee, but how is it right now for the fish like to catch and eat?
It's getting better
all
the time. We went out and did a little drag the other day and caught some pretty nice ones just trolling in not shallow water, but probably about 15 foot, trolling long using small baits. I was running the planer boards, but I was just running them real close to the boat.
Uh-huh.
Not like I really do, you know.
Yeah.
When I'm trophy fishing, I run them a little farther out there, but I was just kind of experimenting, catching a few for the freezer for myself. But now we got these fronts coming, so that means migration.
Mm-hmm.
Everything mm-hmm. migrates.
Yeah.
So do the fish. Cormorants, and they migrate, yeah. and they're going to land here on Tewakini.
Yep.
And yep. it'll be any day with these fronts coming, they'll start building. And, mm-hmm. of course, that means catching eater-sized blues down in the shallows in the trees.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a pretty good time of year, maybe not quite as fast action as the spring when it heats up in the spawn, but this is maybe the second best time to catch these eaters. Right now in real cold weather.
Yes, yes. Well, those cormorants, the droppings from those things have got, you know, it's kind of a graphic subject, but the truth is they just gorge themselves on shad when they're in their droppings. It's kind of like chum in the water, isn't it? You know?
It's just that bad same thing. They sit there all night and do their business.
Yeah.
And the fish know it. Everything's there from the little tiny minnows and shad to the bigger fish. And
yeah.
Not saying you can't catch a trophy right there because I've caught a lot of them.
Yeah. Tony, let me ask you this. This is we could spend 30 minutes talking about fishing under cormorant roost, but how important do you think it is? Now, those birds have been sitting up there all night roosting, cormorant roost. You can look at the limbs on these trees. They look like they've been whitewashed, you know. So lots of birds have been up there. And those birds, when they're droppings out of that tree, there is an audible splat when that hits the water. How important, say you're going to be throwing up maybe even under a cork or something, that splat when your bait hits the water. I've always thought that might trigger them catfish.
It's all important.
Yes, is it?
Trees. Uh-huh. I mean, when we cork fish, what I call casting for cats.
Casting for cats, right.
Man, if you throw it out there, now, if it's a still day, I think it's really more important that if it's a real still day and you splat it under there and it don't nothing hit it, within about a minute, you might reel it up and do it again.
Yes.
I have caught them. I've triggered bite on those things like the third cast.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit it, roll it up, throw it back in the same spot. Do it three times. And third time, make one come up. And I think a lot of that has to do with how deep that water is. You know, fishing out in the 30-foot water is a little different. You're up there in that 5 to 10-foot water zone, you know, in the trees.
Yeah, yeah.
I think your bites are, you know, even though the water's a little murkier in the shallows down there, that splat, and maybe it draws his attention the first time he hadn't found it yet, and he reeled up, do it again, you know, get ready.
Yeah.
Because he's looking for it.
Exactly.
He's going to find it in a minute.
I relate. I don't know. It's crazy, but I've hunted and fished so much in my life. I see similarities from even rattling antlers for deer. It's the same. Think about that. You know, you tinkle those antlers together a little bit. If you're watching a buck, say 100 yards away, he can hear better than you can. But, you know, you'll see one look. He may not start running at it, but then you tinkle, whack those antlers again, and then he'll throw that head up before you know it, he's coming. Same thing with that, isn't it? Those catfish, they say, sound like those birds are trying to feed me, and then they'll come a little closer. And then when your bait hits one,
when that bird does his business, all the smaller fish will zoom up there to attack that.
Yep.
Well, even the bigger blues back there waiting around there that are feeding, they may not be interested in what that bird done, but they might be interested in what that bird done and what it drew up there.
See, that's a very
sizable
good
perch, sizable shad, other fish, little sand bass, crappie, those kind of things gather in those areas.
Yeah.
All for the same reason. And those larger fish will target them. And they know when that splat hits the water, them others are concentrated right there.
Right, right. Just like another similarity is if you've ever seen a fish food feeder
where you're feeding fish on a private lake or something. You know, all them all the perch and the panfish will come up, and then you'll see a bass with a mouth as big as a football come up there and suck one of them down. Same principle. Tony, man, I could talk for an hour talking about all the fun stuff that that we talk about. But Tony Pennybaker, folks, is my friend and our guest here. Lake Tawakoni. Tony, how about telling them how to contact you and get out there and have some fall fishing fun?
Oh, the best way is call me direct on my phone, 903-474-3078. You can look me up on Facebook, Thunder Cove, Lake Tawakoni Guide, or you can Google Tony Pennybaker, and you'll find out my entire life history.
You're all over it, buddy. Well, let's get together here early October sometime, maybe, if you can get a slack day during the week. We'll get down there and then give me some fodder for my newspaper article, and also some fodder for that hot grease. How about it?
Hey, that'll work.
See you soon, Tony.
See you, Luke.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tech's electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tech's, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking for real estate up around the Lake Fork and surrounding areas, I want to hook you up with my buddy, Mr. Paul Tibbett, with Signature Properties. Paul and his qualified team have all different types of real estate for you. Lake lots, land, quality, luxury homes, you name it. You can check them all out online at easttexasluxury.com.